Hi everyone. In this segment, I will be speaking on the importance of the oppositional gaze. The oppositional gaze was coined by bell hooks in 1992 and used as a form of protest to respond to the way Black women as a whole were being portrayed in the media and filmmaking. As stated by Carolyn West, the oppositional gaze would allow Black women to see, name, question, resist, and ultimately transform oppressive images of Black women. Carolyn described three types of women. The mammy would be considered the homemaker, specifically of a plus-size nature, as we used to see Aunt Jemima on the pancake mix. Second would be the Jezebel, who they would probably call the Hoochie Mama, or the video vixen that we would see in the rapper's music videos flaunting half-naked. Lastly, we would see Hab the Sapphire, who is most known as the angry Black woman. These types of women do not make up even half of our Black women. What about our teachers, doctors, nurses, and lawyers, and so much more? Black women have so much more to offer, and it's sad that the media will portray us in such a negative, one-sided light when there are millions of versions of us. The oppositional gaze was an important introduction for Black women because it allowed for self-identity and self-love. For far too long, we've had to keep hush, look the other way, be oblivious to stereotypes, who barely identify with who we really are. We had to take things as they are, in fear of what people thought of us. No more will we allow the white culture to subjectify who we are for their own entertainment. The only way to know what a Black woman really is if we tell it through our own scope and vision. Only we know what it is to be us. And only we can change how the world views us. Thank you for listening, and I hope you enjoyed.